Good morning.
We'll call today's Gage County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. We'll call that to order at 8:31. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, finalize any old business. Any old business to go over? At some point in time, we will be looking at... Oh, I'm sorry, it's not for this anyway. Any old business for equalization? If not, I will declare the 2023 session formally closed, sign and die. And we'll go into reorganization of the Board of Equalization for 2024.
Okay. For the election of officers for Board of Equalization, you have the option to elect officers for Board of Equalization, or I can have a motion to elect officers in the Board of Supervisor meeting, and that will be officers for both boards, if you'd like to do that.
I would make that motion.
Second it.
Motion by Jurgens and second by Swavely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So if we're all ready to vote.
Emily?
Absent, you are here, aren't you?
I'm here.
Okay, so maybe. That would be...
Did you vote present?
Seven to zero then. So motion carries. So then I will turn the meeting back over to Mr. Teeman.
Thank you. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Schuler. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:33 on the clock to hear supporter protest for tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. The list of proposed tax exemptions on vehicles would be for the Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Healthcare, Beatrice Humane Society, Bible Baptist Church, Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, Boy Scout Troop 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, Christ Community Church, Evangelical Lutheran Good Samaritan Society, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Mosaic, PEO Home, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph Catholic Church, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Teen Challenge of the Midlands, and Wymore Church of Christ. These would go along with what we approve throughout the year if someone gets a new vehicle or something like that for tax-exempt organizations. Anyone from the board like to say anything at public hearing? Anyone from the public, would you like to talk on any of the tax-exempt vehicles? We welcome all of you, even if you don't want to come up and talk. If there's no one that would like to speak at public comment, I'd ask for a motion to come out of I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:35.
So moved.
Motion approved.
Second.
We have a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:35 by Haxby.
Oh, okay.
And
let Eddie second it.
Second by Dorn.
I tried over here.
Okay.
We got to get some on this side.
Please vote. 7 in favor. We're out of public hearing and ask for a motion to approve the aforesaid tax exempt vehicles.
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion on these? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Annette, do you have anything for us? It's a new year.
The new year. I'm getting ready for a new year.
Valuation's going down?
Well, there's crappy snow on it. It's got to be.
No, Patty's told us we're looking at potential 20% increases on some residential again. Is that still sounding right?
It's a possibility, but we still have a lot of sales to look through. See if there's any we can adjust there. But yeah, ag land will go up. I don't know about commercial, possibly some. You know, residential sales are still high. So
I saw inflation was back to like 3.1, but home prices last month went up by 4.9% again nationwide. Okay. So even with the rates up, house sales are still strong.
Yeah. I don't know if that's just because there's not many out there for sale or.
But they're not selling as quick, though. I mean, you see the before the sign would go up, and 4 or 5 days later, there'd be a sold sign. Now they're up there for 3, 4, 5 weeks before you get a sold sign on them. So
the thing we talked about, too, is valuations go up, taxes go up, rates go up if you have a variable rate. The scary thing's always if you start seeing the foreclosures because all those things have moved on people. But we haven't seen that turn yet, thank goodness. Hopefully we don't.
Yeah.
If there's nothing else for equalization, we will adjourn at 8:37. Thanks, Annette.